1 Chronicles 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola, Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their fathers' houses, namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600. The son of Uzai, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, all five of them were chief men. And along with them, by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were units of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kinsmen, belonging to all the clans of Issachar, were in all 87,000 mighty warriors, enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ebzban, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, 5. Heads of fathers' houses, mighty warriors. And their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Elione, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations as heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, was 22,200. The son of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenana, Zathan, Tarshish, and Ahisahar. All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, able to go to war. And Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Hushim, the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalom, the descendants of Bila. The sons of Manasseh, Azriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore. She bore Machir, the father of Gilead. And Machir took a wife for Hupim and for Shupim. The name of his sister was Makah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. And Makah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakem, the son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, son of Manasseh. And his sister, Hamelecheth, bore Ishhad, Abiezer, and Malah. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Lekai, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthela, and Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthela his son, and Azer and Iliad, whom the men of Gath, who were born in the land, killed, because they came down to raid their livestock. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. And Ephraim went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Shirah, who built both lower and upper Beth-horon and Uzen-Shirah. Repha was his son, Reshef his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and to the east Naran, and to the west Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, and Ayah and its towns, also in possession of the Manassites, Beth Shean and its towns, Tanakh and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvai, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel, who fathered Beer-Zaith. Heber fathered Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shoah. The sons of Japhlet, Pasak, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer, his brother, Rogah, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of Helem, his brother, Zophar, Imnah, Shalesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophar, Suah, Harnefer, Shual, Berai, Imrah. Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shilshah, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Arah. The sons of Ulah, Arah, Haniel, and Reziah. All of these were men of Asher, heads of their fathers' houses, approved mighty warriors, chiefs of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men.